Iodization for patient Ruth Clark, Ruth Clark. The date of service is 5/16/2023. The patient presents with a history of pain in the neck and the lower back, and also both shoulders, both wrist and right knee, with radiation to both the buttocks and both legs. This has been going on since 12/23/2019, when this patient fell on a outstretched hand from a wheelchair while she was being carried into the wheelchair by a attendant at a behavioral center where she was going for treatment. The impact of this accident caused some headaches with dizziness, loss of memory, loss of balance, blurred vision, but also pain syndrome, which has lasted until all this length in the neck and the mid back and lower back, with radiation to the right arm involving first, second, third finger and right leg laterally, as well as both wrist and right knee, and the right shoulder mainly were involved. The right shoulder, she had a surgery at DMC Hospital in 2005, but now it is again re-injured. She also has complaint of pain in the left shoulder as well. The MRIs that have been done subsequently are found positive. For example, in the left shoulder MRI, there is a small joint effusion with synovial proliferation within the subscapularis recess, and trace of fluid is seen in the subacromial subdeltoid bursa and a moderate acromioclavicular joint degenerative changes. There is a moderate grade intrasubstantiator of the mid to posterior fibers of the supraspinatus tendon extending into the intraspinatus tendon, and a mild tendinosis of the intracapsular long head of biceps tendon. In the right shoulder, there is a moderate osteoarthritis of the glenohumeral joint with diffuse labral degeneration, tearing, and multifocal contral irregularities. There's a moderate tendinosis of the supraspinatus and mild long head biceps tendinosis with tenosynovitis. Cervical spine shows a bulging disc of C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, and C5, C6 with the osteophyte complex. Lumbar spine shows disc thickening, bulging disc, degenerative changes, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. All of these MRIs have been discussed with the patient in detail. She actually came for a procedure today, which has been canceled due to a very high blood pressure that was encountered. And so the patient will be coming another day. She's been advised to continue seeing her primary care physician. And rest of the physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 247 over 195. The pulse is 65. Pulse temperature is 96.1. Weight 192. Height is 5'2". And the rest of the exam is the same as from previous visit of 5/11/2023, dictation number 0530-017. So the patient was evaluated today, and procedure has been postponed, and it is converted into a office visit at this time. And she has been provided with a formula of compounding cream consisting of Voltaren gel, gabapentin, amitriptyline, cyclobenzaprine, lidocaine, 240 grams, along with 1 milligram naltrexone capsules. And the patient will be seen in 15 days time again for re-evaluation. Thank you.